to your show. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. There's a lot to talk about here tonight. We're going to get into a tipping controversy. We haven't talked tipping on this program in a while, and apparently some tipping controversy bubbled up recently over at the NHFree.com forums, and we'll summarize that for you and get your thoughts, especially if you are in the service industry or if you're somebody that doesn't tip. Because there is one man who is making it quite public and clear that he is anti-tipping. And we'll talk about what his reasons for doing that are here in a little bit. But first, some audio, just in case we don't get a chance to play this later. Some people have been curious as to what had happened at the Keene Freedom Festival over the weekend, and I figured I would bring you some excerpts, because it went on for, the cops were there for a good 10 minutes, walking around, threatening people. In case you don't know, we had a little event on Sunday. We went for 3 hours where there was some music, and there were some tables. Various different New Hampshire-based liberty organizations were there reaching out to people and talking about liberty and freedom, and it was a wonderful little social occasion.
Did you have a permit?
No, there was no permit for the event. And
you don't need those stinking permits.
Indeed. In fact, there was no permit for the last Keene Freedom Festival. So,
well, if... You know, and it comes down to the fact, if you need a permit, that means you're asking permission. If you're asking permission, you don't have the right to peaceably assemble.
Right, and doesn't it say in the First Amendment of their Constitution that it's something about the right to peaceably assemble? So if you've got a right, you're exactly right, Mark. You shouldn't have to ask anybody's permission to exercise that right. And so everybody was gathering in what was public, or what is allegedly public property. And they were just having a good old time. Everybody was fine, enjoying themselves. We weren't disturbing anybody or anything like that. But the cops showed up, and they claimed that somebody was disturbed. They claimed they'd gotten a complaint.
Of course.
And, of course, the complaint was alleging that we were holding an event without a permit. Now, how it is that a complainant, somebody who might have been walking by that day, for instance, would have been able to know that we didn't have a permit is a good question. Probably it was just the city people wanting to harass us.
Yeah, it seems very unlikely to me, because you had said that they targeted you and Toby, and they got that from a flyer that they got online. So they had to have done a certain amount of research. Did they research first and then get the complaint? Or did they get the complaint, do the research, and then come out at the beginning of the event?
It's hard to say. They didn't come out at the beginning. They waited, I would say, a good hour into the event before they came out. And there were three cops that came out. Actually, there was a fourth cop just across the street watching. But three cops came out. One of them was the city prosecutor dressed up like a cop.
I bet he liked that. That was fun.
Well, because apparently he's both. He's both a cop and a prosecutor.
Ooh.
Seems like a conflict of interest, right? But then again, the entire system is a conflict of interest. And so they came out, and they already had the slips, the little pink slips that they gave Toby and myself. They already had them pre-made out. And as you'll hear, I think in the audio, I think I kept this part in the audio, somebody brings that point up. You know, well, if you're just coming out here to investigate, if you're coming out here because somebody, their claim is that somebody said that there was no permit for the event. So someone complained to the police that there was an event being held that had no permit. One of the cops tells us when he's out there that it's his job to investigate the claim. So if it's your job to investigate the claim that the event has no permit, he's going around asking, do you have a permit? Do you have a permit? He goes to every table asking them if they have a permit. So he looks like he's investigating that. But yet the other cop, the prosecutor, already has slips made out to myself and Toby from Free Minds TV that says operating an event without a permit. So which one is it anyway? It's very confusing. It's really just clear that these people do whatever it is that they want to do. And usually they get away with it. Now, they didn't get away with it entirely on this particular occasion, and that's because the entire event was staffed with liberty activists, and many of whom are not willing to be pushed around anymore and are getting tired of it. Now, I will say that there was some obedience to be found here, because after people were threatened with arrest, as you'll hear in the audio, they did move some of them moved their tables to a different area, which apparently wasn't a permittable area. It was just a free area where everybody could be whatever they wanted to. So this one plot of land was apparently permittable, but the other plot you could just be
They could move 30 or 40 feet and not be a problem. I don't have a particular problem with that. I mean, I can see how you might, but it harkens me back to the Dr. Seuss story where the two creatures, I don't know what they are, let's call them star-bellied sneeches, come up to each other and they say to each other, "I'm not going to move." And the other one says, "I'm not going to move." And then a city rises around them. Civilization rises and falls as both of them stand there, and they won't move. I think it was worth moving the 30 or 40 feet.
You know, now that you've got a kid, I think we're going to hear a lot more of these Dr. Seuss things.
Yeah. Well, I don't agree with you, Mark. I think that the fact that people moved their tables showed that they were subservient to the police, and they essentially obeyed their demands. Now, they didn't obey entirely, which they deserve credit for. They continued to sell food without a permit. They continued to play music without an amplification permit or whatever. So the event did continue on just 40 feet to the east, basically. And so I think that if you're going to continue, you should just continue right where you are and call the police on their bluff and see if they will actually arrest an entire crowd of, I don't know, I think we had a good 25 people out there, considering there were three cops. I think that we could have called their bluff. But what I understand is that from my encounters with the police, you grow in your ability to resist. You grow in your ability to non-cooperate. And, for instance, I don't want to chastise anybody chastise anyone for moving away, because if you don't want to get arrested, then that's the right thing to do. But if you are willing to be arrested, then you can call the police on their bluff and find out if they'll actually arrest people. And indeed, Kat Canning was there from the New Hampshire Free Press, and she was one of the few people who did not move her table, and the cops never came back to bother her. They could have come back. They did drive by a few times, so they knew what the situation was, but they did not come back to arrest anybody. So what it was, Mark, was that all they were trying to do was exercise some level of control. It was just like when Sam, our friend from the Obscured Truth Network, went into the courtroom and the judge was demanding that he get his elbows off the table, come up here, do this, do that. They want to try to control you as much as they possibly can to get you to consent.
I get where you're coming from. However, up to this point, they've been taking steps towards taking away people's freedom. Is that not correct?
Sure.
Would you say that the people that moved but continued to sell the hot dogs and play the music and do all that other stuff took steps towards regaining their freedom?
Absolutely.
Great. Steps are all I want to see, man.
That's right. And I think that at the next Freedom Fest, we should stay exactly where we are. And you're certainly welcome to move if you want to, but I think more tables need to stay where they are, and we'll see if they're going to throw people in.
I guess there should have been a Free Talk Live table where you could have sat and left it there.
You know what? Last time I was at a table, this time I wasn't, because I wanted to go and engage in illegal gambling, and that's what I was doing at the moment the police walked up. So I was actually engaged in gambling as the prosecutor walked up to me and handed me this little ticket. It was quite obvious that I was engaged in gambling. So don't try to act, Mark,
I
wasn't putting myself on the line.
Rather holier than thou on these people. You're awfully quick to say, I think these people should have been ready to go to jail.
I think it would have been a much more powerful video it would have been a much more powerful event.
Thanks for your commentary. Can we hear it now?
I'll get to it, Mark, when I'm darn well good and ready to.
Just don't be so cavalier with people's freedom.
I'm not being cavalier with people's freedom.
Yeah, you are.
People
can make whatever
choices they
want to. I think it would have been better if they would have gone to jail.
I think that nobody would have gone to jail.
That's your opinion, my friend. It's speculation.
What would they have done, Mark?
Assessment.
They don't have any more than five cops on at any given time in the Keene Police Department.
Believe you me, mister. They call on they call that mutual aid thing, and they say, we got a riot downtown.
Yeah,
come on in with your riot
footage. Come on in, then. Let's bring the SWAT team out.
You don't mind the idea that a couple of people get their heads cracked that aren't ready to
do
that.
You gotta be kidding me. They're not gonna crack anybody's heads, Mark. Get real. There were like five cameras there recording this entire scene. Nobody's gonna get their head cracked in with that kind of focus, with that kind of scrutiny.
Okay, here's my question for you, Ian. Next time you have one of these things, do you set up where you did at first this time, or do you set up where you know you don't need a permit?
Well, that's a good question. If you set up where you didn't need a permit last time, they might not be able to say anything to you. But then again, they didn't come out and harass us the first time we were there.
Well, there's an important lesson here. If you're going to do this, make sure you bring a table with wheels on it.
I guess that would make things a little easier. But 800-259-9231, it's better to be where we were originally set up, because it's closer to the road and more people it would be easier for people to come in. And I think that was part of what they were trying to do, was to set us as far away as we possibly could be. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, trillion dollars in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus,
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I.
All right. So anyway, I want to get to the audio here, and we'll continue with your phone calls after that of what happened. A few excerpts from the recent Keen Freedom Festival over the past weekend, where New Hampshire cops attempted to crack down on some peaceful, fun-loving liberty activists that just happened to be having a good time in a public area without getting a permit first. And I am going to encourage more people to stand their ground next time. And I'm not trying to come down on anybody, Mark, for not doing so. I mean, I myself, when I was in their courtroom the other day and the judge threatened me with arrest if I didn't, you know, if I kept talking, he said he was going to have me arrested. And because I didn't have my ducks in a row at that point, you know, I want to pay up some bills in advance and stuff like that and make sure that you and Julia have access to the necessary business accounts and stuff like that in order to continue doing business. Should they happen to throw me in a cage, I was not in the position at that point of being able to be ready for that. So I completely understand why someone will follow these
it's
orders.
It's a tonal
in a situation
thing.
Like
I mean, it, like it sounds a little condescending, and I just want to make sure that it's 100% clear. Yes, it would have been better if they would have stood their ground. Maybe
sure.
It would have been better if they would have thumbed their noses at the police or mooned them, but they didn't. So it's okay, and it's okay, it's perfect.
Well, yeah, it worked out pretty well, considering that the cops didn't come back when they could have come back, and they could have arrested people.
It was a victory.
It absolutely was a victory, Mark. It was a little bit less of a victory than it could have been in that people did bow down for the police, which
a
is
victory,
what the police wanted them to do.
Yeah, but you know what? It was actually good for both of you because the cops got to show that they bit some people on the ear and then left, and you got to stay there.
Right. I just hope that the victories continue to increase over time.
I don't see why they would decrease.
They'll leave us alone. I agree with you. Well, you're the person, Mark, who thinks there's going to be this big crackdown. I mean, you used to believe there's a crackdown coming.
I think there's going to have to be at some point because they're going to see that we're losing control here.
All right.
However, it doesn't have to be today.
Right. And they are going to lose more control over time because the more liberty activists there are here in New Hampshire, the less control they're going to have. And the more liberty activists there are that are willing to stand their ground and not bend one iota in the face of these thugs, the better we're going to be off as well. So that's all I'm encouraging, is that people continue to interact with these police and gain the confidence that's necessary in order to handle these people appropriately. Gain the confidence necessary to be able to ask the right questions, to be able to take the appropriate stance and to act like a free man or the free man or woman that you actually are. It takes practice. I'm the first person to admit that. It's not easy when the pressure's on to throw out questions and you know, ignore their questions or turn your answers into more questions for them. This is something that takes practice. It really does. So with that, we go to the audio here. Oh, well, let's turn the audio on.
No entry. I refuse a permit. Please take it. Please take it. All right. Are you telling me you don't want to be served? You don't want to be served? Okay, then we're going to have to place you under arrest. Which one? Do you want to get served?
Why would you do something like that?
Thank you.
Are we not allowed to gather in public, sir?
Well, you can gather in public. There's nothing wrong with it. But you got to have a permit to serve food.
So there's no right to gather in public? There's no right to gather in public?
You're using city electricity.
I'm not using any electricity.
Right there. That's your responsibility.
I'm not using anything.
You got to get rid of your...
Now, one of my critiquing myself here in this, I'm making declarative statements when I should be asking questions. Now, I do ask some questions a little bit later.
What kind of question would you ask to you're using city electricity?
What evidence do you have that I'm using city electricity?
It's not a bad it's not a bad way to come back. I mean, because
I'm not.
Well, I'm just wondering, though, I mean, is that throwing the guy who is using electricity under the bus?
Well, later on, they did end up getting electricity from a nearby business, so it ended up being that the music continued.
Fine, but yeah. I'm just, you know, that doesn't mean you should throw somebody under the bus, you know.
I understand, you
didn't throw them under the bus. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, by pointing out that I'm not using electricity, then it's sort of the next statement that kind of comes to mind is, that's him. He's using electricity.
Yeah, they were going after, they were going after Toby and myself. And actually, the audio there in the very beginning was him threatening Toby with arrest if he didn't take the piece of paper from his hand.
And I think that this,
which is nonsense.
The use of electricity here was something that needed to be, that should have been thought about ahead of time. And you know, only as a critique.
Sure, we'll get it right next time.
Yeah.
So Toby, now this is nonsense, by the way. He was threatening for the sake of threatening because they can serve you their papers. Their job is done when they've touched them to you. So he could have just come up and said, you know, you've been served, just like the couch enforcer guy did to me. If he just come up to Toby and touched him and said, you've been served, that would have been sufficient, but he proceeded to threaten him just because he could.
I'm sure we could even build a whole sporting event around not being touched with a piece of paper like
running
that.
Away and something.
Yeah.
Of course, then again, running from the cops is usually not a great idea.
Okay. Because you can, I don't have any food, but we can tell the people that do.
Sure.
And you got to unplug it. You can, if you want.
Okay, so then we don't have to disperse.
Plus the use of this section here, you have to.
Oh, so now it's the another issue of the use of the section.
Because this is, you just can't walk in and take all this place. What about if I want to walk in and take all this place?
You're right here. Here you are.
And I'm going to enjoy my tents.
Please sit here. Take it over right now.
In case you can't tell, this guy is surrounded by people. Now, the only thing that would make this better is if there were more people, but, you know, over time that will definitely happen because more people are inbound because of the Free State Project. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit.
No one's stopping you. So, yeah.
Okay, you all set?
Hello, do I understand that?
We're going to see him in court, yeah.
And what if we don't move along? Then you could face an arrest or a summons. So you're saying, are you saying that people are not allowed to gather in public?
Yeah.
So what if we don't move along? You could face an arrest or a summons. They're not going to make any promises because odds are good they're not going to arrest any of these people. If they're going to arrest somebody, they'll only arrest, you know, one or two people because they just don't have the manpower to arrest a couple of dozen people. They just don't have it. Continue.
I swear they have a city ordinance against gathering here. Excuse me. Department. Is that, well, no, I don't need
so
anything.
There's no law because
it's just an ordinance.
It's your ordinance, not mine.
Yep.
Okay, well, it's the city's ordinance.
Now, Wayne, you're laughing, but that, again, was another declaration. I should have turned that into a question. I didn't. So, again, these things take practice. Interacting with these guys, the pressure's on. They've got guns on their hips. You can get a little nervous. There's adrenaline pumping to some extent. But I must say I felt more comfortable this time than I felt in the past. And it also helps to be surrounded by people that are also with you, that are also, you know, taking your side on things. That also makes you feel a little more comfortable.
It also helps to stay very calm.
Yes, I know. Everybody here was quite calm.
And what is the city? Factually, what is the city?
The Brinks. The food is one thing. Right, because you need the inspection code and everything like that.
Well, by the way, the cop never answered my question about factually what the city is.
Why would he?
Yeah.
He's
placed
who's that?
Is the city.
No, that was different clip.
City, and they said, no, nothing is needed. No permits, nothing. Crypto sell food.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But now, aside from the food, if we move off the bricks, we're okay. I think we're okay right where we are.
The Railroad Square needs a permit. Right.
I would say that's a brick.
The
square needs a permit?
The square
needs a permit.
Right.
Well, I don't know how the square is going to get a permit.
Now, that actually made the cop laugh. He was laughing at that point. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're doing some remodeling at your house, your kitchen or your bathroom, you can purchase knobs and pulls at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. InterKnobs.com, you can save 10% on your already wholesale price by using code FTL at checkout. It's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and pulls at InterKnobs.com.
1-800-259-9231. Why is it that we're playing this audio in the first place? We're playing some audio, some excerpts from some audio that was recorded by myself. There were several people recording, but this is the audio that I picked up with my voice recorder at Keene Freedom Fest recently, which is a local little freedom festival we're having on a bi-yearly, twice a year, or is it? Anyway, we're having it twice a year up here in the Keene, New Hampshire area.
Semi-annual?
Anyway, we are... We're doing these events, and we're not asking government's permission to go out and do them. So what's the point of playing the audio? Well, to give you an idea of how the police are handling a situation like this when they're surrounded by liberty activists. Now, you don't get this where you live. You don't have this happening where you are. You don't have this many activists. At least if you do, we don't know about it because we're not hearing about the things that you're doing. But up here in New Hampshire, we've got so many activists, it's hard sometimes to decide what activist events to go and do. I'm sure there were other things to do on that particular Sunday morning in other parts of the state, but luckily a number of people came out to Keene and spent their morning with us this past Sunday. And because of that, this event was populated with liberty activists. And when three cops showed up to threaten people with arrest if they didn't bow down and obey the almighty state, things kind of, well, didn't go maybe as the cops had hoped they would go. The cops were surrounded by activists with video cameras. You can see some of the video footage over at RidleyReport.com. Dave Ridley is putting up a four-part series about the various events that occurred at this past Keene Freedom Festival. So this is a news, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's a newsworthy event in that the, and as you pointed out, Mark, the activists won. We weren't shut down. The people that were selling food were not prevented from selling food. The people that were playing music were, continued to play their music. There was a slight bowing down in that some of the tables were moved about 40 feet to the east to a different area of public land.
I think,
but it was an incredible success.
Along the way to big government, we've had essentially people compromising and compromising, and we got big government.
Yeah.
I think that
now the government's going
to
compromise.
It's a good system to, having them compromise, because I think if you hadn't moved, you really would have forced the cops into a situation where they had to lose. They won. They could walk away with a small victory in their own mind, and that's the idea of compromise in the first place, is nobody's entirely happy.
Saving face.
Yeah, so they got to move the Liberty activist people off of the concrete that was that is Railroad Square onto the grass that is next to it, and the electricity that belongs to the city isn't being used, and that's fine.
So we've talked a lot about the Free State Project, which is a brilliant idea to move as many Liberty activists together as possible. Here in New Hampshire, and you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. But this is the Free State Project in reality. It's outside of the realm of politics. This isn't sort of the realm of outreach and market-based activism. And it goes
to show
you. This
isn't the Free State Project at all. The Free State Project is an organization to move people.
Thank you. There were New Hampshire natives that were present as well at this particular event. But this is an example to show you what it's like when the activists outnumber the police. I mean, the cops would, I'm sure, have loved to have brought 25 cops down there, but they just don't have those kind of numbers. So we're already to the point where a, average gathering of activists, liberty activists here in New Hampshire, is something that's really to be contended with as far as the police are concerned. Let me continue with the audio clip here.
Does someone else have this area? Is this permitted?
No, it's a public area.
And they try and
we're the public, and
we're walking through it.
All you need to do is get a permit, so it'll be yours.
So we don't need someone else to be the public.
What obligation do we have to do that?
That's the city ordinance.
But what obligation do we have to follow those city ordinances?
You're a citizen. How do you know?
Yeah,
it's true. But even if you're not a citizen, you still have to follow the rules of that country.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I'm sorry, you don't.
Isn't there a right to peacefully assemble?
The permit is for the square.
The square, which is the bricks.
To assemble, right, there's some sort of license that I'm not that familiar with, but the permit, that's what I'm concerned about.
Right. So what do you mean by assemble?
The cop claimed that there was a license to assemble, which I don't think there is any such thing. So, as he said, he wasn't too familiar with it. So, that's a cop right there admitting that even he doesn't even know his own system. Even he, who's a lieutenant on the police force, doesn't even know his own laws.
You mentioned that separately.
Correct.
Okay. So, if we get off the square to more public,
you're
going to
be okay with what I'm warning you with right now.
And what will you warn us with something else if no one complains?
If no one complains, I'm not going to do that.
And as long as you guys clear out. And you won't tell us who complained, so there's no
proof. I don't know someone complained. I don't know.
But
who does?
You don't know either, so you don't even have proof that someone complained.
The chief might
complain. The chief knows.
The chief knows.
And called us.
Right.
And you don't know, he has no proof. There's no proof that anyone complained. He could have just said, I saw this flyer, I don't want them there. I'm going to tell my guys to get them off.
Don't you wish you were out looking for real criminals?
Yeah.
That's my boy. What a jackass.
That's a fair question.
In the mouth.
That's a fair question.
That is awesome.
Let me play his answer.
Big gold star for you.
Let me play his answer.
I love that.
Here's his answer, okay? Here we go.
He just said, I saw this flyer, I don't want them there. I'm going to tell my guys to get them off.
Don't you wish you were out looking for real criminals?
Yeah.
Really? Come on.
Right now, I wish I was anywhere.
I wish you were anywhere, too. I don't have nothing against you.
And I don't have anything against you folks.
Except that we're public, using a public space.
Right.
And it's one area of space that needs a permit.
But it doesn't, because the New Hampshire Constitution, which you're operating underneath, makes it very clear the government's by the consent of the governed, and we don't consent.
That's a fine opinion.
No, it says it right there in Article 1. You're welcome to take a look at it. But that's where we stand today.
Did you swear an oath to the New Hampshire Constitution?
That's where we stand today, okay?
I see where you're coming from.
All right.
But it's not okay.
Did you swear an oath?
Thanks, boss.
Guess not.
Yeah.
Ian, does your mother know you're causing all this trouble?
I'm not causing trouble. They're the ones that were causing trouble. We were just having a nice little event with some live music and some tables and some activists, and they're the ones that came over and started the trouble. And, you know, when he was saying, that's where we stand today, I was thinking after the fact, probably would have been best to ask, who's we? But I didn't think of it at the time. So anyway, there you go. Some of the audio from the past Keene Freedom Festival. Things should even get better over time as more activists come here and the event gets bigger. And what are they going to do next time? Because, by the way, I'd like to point out that Toby from Free Minds TV, freemindstv.com, and myself were both given their little citations or complaint forms,
right,
or whatever
they're
called.
Neither of you had tables, and neither of you really involved in setting up the event.
Not at all.
It's very strange. I'm very interested in what they're going to do to prove this little piece of paper.
I'm interested to, first of all, it's a complaint, and there's no signature on it.
Is there any fine?
No, it's just a complaint. It says you're supposed to go to the court to answer to the complaint, apparently. So I'd like to know who is the complainant. Who is the complaining, not only who's the complaining party, but who's the victim? Who's the damaged party? There is no such thing. You can't put the state of New Hampshire on the stand. So it should be very interesting. We'll see what happens over time, and we'll let you know. Let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Vanessa has been waiting patiently in Pennsylvania. Vanessa, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I wanted to talk about what's going on. I received a jury questionnaire, and I would love to serve on jury duty because I think if you can actually get a jury of your peers, which I don't think anybody does, that really is the best way to get justice. But there were a lot of questions on their form that I thought were irrelevant, and I sent that in. I filled out some of the ones that I thought made sense and told them that and got back a letter, and I just wanted your opinion on what I should do next.
I would like to hear, first of all, what you thought, as far as the questions you thought were irrelevant. Can you give us some examples? Do you still have some of them in your memory, or did you write some down?
I have the whole thing in front of me.
Okay, great. I'm going to bring you back. We'll talk more with Vanessa here. I want to find out what those irrelevant questions were. Hang on, Vanessa. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, got to mention the Fully Informed Jury Association. We'll explain what that is here in moments, and we'll talk more with Vanessa and take your calls as well. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acoloblue.com. Acoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like new condition in only one tank full, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever you buy, either new or used, anything goes. Just add head over to amazon.freetalklive.com, add stuff to your shopping cart, check out, and feel good because you're getting the stuff you want, the brands you trust, the prices you're looking for, and you're helping Free Talk Live all at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So we go back to Vanessa in Pennsylvania. You were telling us that you'd gotten a jury questionnaire, which is a little different from what I'm used to seeing. You actually received this in the mail?
Yes, they mailed me the juror qualification form.
Huh.
Which I had 5 days to fill out. It asks, you know, name, age, birthday, address, telephone number, if I'm
right.
a citizen, if I'm a resident of the county, what township I reside in. And then it also asked for my occupation, employer, if retired, the name of my last employer, part-time occupations, if any,
huh.
my marital status, my spouse's name, my spouse's occupation, the number of children, if any, and their ages.
Wow, that's a lot of questions.
That's some mighty irrelevant.
How long was this form? I mean, it was a couple pages? Or
no, it's just a one-page form.
So front and back or just the front?
Just the front. And
Did they actually have your name written on it? Was this sent to you or was it sent to the household?
No, it was sent to me.
Okay.
The envelope that it came in was addressed to me, and then it has a stamp on it with a drawer number and mm-hmm. my name and address.
Gotcha.
And then at the end... And like I said, I would actually love to serve on jury duty, basically because I think it would be nice to kind of make my views heard.
Sure.
But you're always saying that we should try, you know, non-cooperation, and I don't want to give them all this information. I'm at the bottom, so I left a lot of questions blank. Oh, no, don't take that. At the bottom, it said, do you have any additional comments? And I said that I do not wish to supply the state with the above information as I do not see how it is relevant to my eligibility.
Seems like a fair comment. By the way, I'd like to point out before you go on that I just encourage people to, you know, dip their toes into the realm of non-cooperation. It sounds like that's what you're doing here. But as far as getting on a jury is concerned, you may be absolutely right. If you non-cooperate in that particular zone, then they might just throw your application right out. You never have the opportunity. So if you're looking to get on a jury, the people over at the Fully Informed Jury Association may have some good suggestions as to how to sort of conceal the truth about your beliefs, but at the same time answer their questions. And if a Fully Informed Jury Association's website is FIJA.org, FIJA.org, they may have some good suggestions for those people who are interested in learning more about how to actually get on a jury without them finding out that you believe in liberty at the same time. So it's kind of a tricky process. But that said, you sent your response back saying you didn't feel like answering those questions, and what happened?
Today I got a letter from the court administrator's office, which said that they got my form, and they want me to please be advised that juror qualification form is devised by the commission in such a manner that the commission may determine from the answers to the questions on the form whether or not the prospective juror is qualified. And it goes on from there. So I called and I said, what do you mean by qualified? Because I don't understand how some of those questions speak to my qualification.
Yeah.
And the lady couldn't answer that question.
Sure she couldn't. She's just
and
a phone
And when I asked her about
operator.
Specific questions, well, they did say that if I've been in prison, I can't be on the jury.
Why?
I don't know.
They said so.
Isn't this odd? I mean, you know, most people this doesn't confront them, but there's a 2-3% of the population it does.
And more every year.
I've been in prison. Are you telling me that is this woman, not you, telling me that I'm incapable of deciding whether someone's guilty or innocent? It's just very
anything
strange.
You should know better.
Should I get taxed? Should I not be involved in this important civic duty? I feel like I have a right to that.
Oh, I agree. And
yes, I know.
And if you're somebody with a criminal record, isn't a jury of your peers, wouldn't that include other people with a criminal record?
It would seem.
Yeah,
right.
And that was the one question she said they had use for, and the other one was if my phone number has changed or I did not provide a phone number, that they might use my employer to try to track me down if I'm selected. But this information isn't even, if I was picked, they would then send me another form that I would have to fill out, which the attorneys would use to determine whether they want me.
Right, that's where the questions get really intrusive. It's that form, as though they weren't intrusive enough, that's where they get into, you know, what magazines do you subscribe to? What is it that, who do you vote for? That kind of thing. I don't have a list of questions in front of me, but they want to find out, they want to essentially profile you. They ask you questions like, you know, do you believe that you should follow the law? Or do you believe that, you know, they'll actually ask you questions that are related to jury nullification just to try to weed people like that out. And so, again, the Fully Informed Jury Association, I think, has some brochures and have some excellent advice on to how to go about doing, obscuring yourself. They do suggest, for instance, like canceling your magazine. I mean, they suggest going so far as to cancel your magazine subscriptions for a short period of time so you're not lying about not subscribing to any magazines. But then again, I guess if you don't answer the questions at all, then they'll probably just throw you out for that. So it's such a tricky process to try to get on one of these juries if you actually believe in liberty. I'd love to actually, you know what I'd like to hear from is somebody who has successfully gotten on a jury as someone who understands fully informed jury concepts. I'd love to talk to somebody who's in that position.
Now, I will say that this letter goes on from there to basically to be threatening.
What did they say to you?
Compliance with the juror qualification is not only an obligation of citizenship, but is required by law. I guess that means they're going to come with their guns to get me eventually.
Possibly.
And that any person failing to complete the juror qualification form as directed may be summoned by the commissioner to appear at the office of the commission to fill out the form.
You know, I had an attorney when I filed a suit against the town that I live in say that that the tax form, I called the tax form a threat. He said, that's just paranoia. I mean, listen to this. They're saying that they're going to come get you if you don't fill out this invasive, stupid form of
theirs. Well, you could either fill it out as they're demanding, or you could fill it out with whatever you want to fill it out with. I mean, they're just saying you need to fill it out. So if you want to write in where you've had, does it say that it has to be truthful? Otherwise, you could just say none of your business.
Yes. Failure to answer completely and truthfully would make me subject to the penalty for perjury.
Wow.
But you didn't swear. How the hell can you perjure yourself?
They can say whatever they want and threaten whatever they want, Mark.
Nonsense.
And they get away with it day in and day out. And this is one
They're
of the
just
reasons.
Saying and no one's calling them on it. They're
right,
not
no
going to do any damn thing.
Now that's speculation, Mark.
It
maybe
is speculation,
would,
but it seems very, very unlikely.
Well, it's unlikely they might do it if you were backed up by some activists that were going to help you out. But if you're all by yourself out in Pennsylvania, I don't know. Maybe they will go after you. I mean, these prosecutors need people to prosecute.
Can I tell you that I live, the county that I live in, we recently, one of my good friends was surrounded by FBI agents as he exited his church and hauled away as a terrorist.
Good Lord.
What happened to him? Has he turned back up?
He's still rotting in there. They keep postponing hearings and such.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a really sad situation. You drive around and there are signs, you know, free morgue and...
Oh, my gosh.
Why do they think he's a terrorist?
Because he had exploding golf balls, I guess. I don't know. Allegedly. I mean, he's just kind of an oddball liberty lover and apparently had things that are considered illegal. I'm not sure the truthfulness of any of the allegations.
This is the first I've heard of this particular story. So when did this happen? When did they pick him up?
In the spring for something.
Springtime.
For something that allegedly happened last winter. So if he's such a threat, why did they let him sit around for a couple months while they tried to get more information?
If this is a country where you're guaranteed a speedy trial, why the hell hasn't he been brought to trial?
Because he has too many supporters. I think that they're trying to move it around and jerk his wife around enough.
That's what we've seen them do up here, is they'll change dates of trials without even telling the family members about the changes. And, I mean, the idea that there's any right to a public or speedy trial is really, the federal government is proving that that whole idea is an absolute joke. This is the first I've heard of the story, and if you don't mind, Vanessa, if you hear anything about that particular case, I'd love to hear an update on it as you learn more, because you're kind of our person on the ground over there. And what are you going to do about this this form situation? Have you made up your mind?
I think I'm actually leaning towards going ahead and sending it in the hopes of making it onto a jury.
Okay, good luck. Let us know what happens, okay?
All right, thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Vanessa, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you
tonight.
On
magazine subscriptions, Better Homes and Gardens. You can't get more vanilla than that.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is coming up. Still to come here, Wayne, you're going to tell us about a situation involving a tip and one of the presidential candidates. We'll get to that, and we'll actually, that might expand into a larger conversation about tipping itself. But, of course, your calls are primary, and we get to them coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote Libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for President. Donate at ChooseGeorge.org. That's ChooseGeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.